Thanks for joining A&M Conversation With, a podcast series featuring Alvarez and Marsal leaders discussing the trends impacting businesses today.
On this episode of A&M Conversation With, Michael O'Dowd, a managing director with A&M's Transaction Advisory Group, sits down with managing directors Jeffrey Klein from our Private Equity Performance Improvement Group and Art Ewan from our Disputes and Investigations Group to discuss cyber valuations in the pre-acquisition stage.
Thank you, Jeffrey and Art, for joining part one of our three-part series on cyber due diligence across the investment lifespan. In this first episode, we'll talk about the importance of assessing cyber during the pre-acquisition stage, and we'll look at why PE firms and buyers need to push for this, the key questions they should consider, and how to leverage the evolution of cyber evaluation to help drive value. So, Jeffrey, to kick off the conversation, how do you differentiate between a traditional, typical IT diligence and a cyber evaluation?
A lot of our clients retain us to do IT diligence, which covers back office, accounting, HR, infrastructure, etc. We're also called upon to do front office systems, revenue generating systems, and systems that process credit cards. Both reviews take a cursory look at the security elements and cyber, but it's really just a review of policies and top level review. When we see issues, though, we dive deeper and we reach out to Art so he can help us really figure things out. Art, what are some of the pre-acquisition evaluations that you're able to do? We know they're becoming an increasingly important part of the diligence process. How are you able to engage?
Of course, Jeffrey. So what we've seen is as cyber threats have continued to morph in complexity, and we see the ever-increasing interest from cyber criminals in acquiring data and access to systems for long-term access into a corporation, we've noticed that as that complexity continues to expand, the board of directors and executives have gotten an understanding with regards to the legal and the regulatory landscape that they also have a fiduciary duty to understand what the cyber risk profile of the target firm is before the acquisition. They want to understand what are the risks and what are the things that they need to do potentially before an acquisition. So what we've been doing with the cyber valuations is we help corporations, the buyers, understand the risk. We help them make informed decisions, and we ultimately put them in a better position as they're looking to make an acquisition to make that determination for the best interest of the corporation.
So, Jeffrey, just to put it back to you, can you talk a little bit about access in today's deal-making environment?
The current deal environment, Mike, is very challenging. It's extremely competitive. Access is limited during auctions, and the auctions are run quickly. Working through the process of identifying the essential data is one of our key skills, and what we're able to do is often assemble that and give Art sort of a head start. But Art, what are you able to do based on limited access?
Sure. So even with limited access of information or access to personnel, we're still in a position to provide the buyer with the risk profile of the company. We can do that by reviewing existing documents, policies, and procedures. We can do that by looking at what industry standards the company has to follow. So for instance, if they process, manage, store credit card information, they have to follow the PCI, the payment card industry requirements. So we help identify where the company believes they're at with regards to compliance with a standard, and we help them by conducting a gap analysis. That gap analysis then provides the buyer with a firmer understanding of the reality of where that company is. And I say that because what we've seen as we're doing these evaluations with limited access to information is that the company may believe that they are in a certain stage of compliance, and we're able to provide, based on our valuation, the reality of where the company is. So we do that by helping the investor with providing a risk profile of the target. You know, what is the existing cybersecurity framework that's in place, and what is the risk that exists for that company? We help them by conducting a post-acquisition investment analysis where we are able to help the buyer understand what potential investments they may need to make after purchase. And then ultimately, we're identifying potential liability of the acquisition. So we're helping the buyer understand what are the possible liabilities that the buyer may face by not understanding the cyber risk profile.
So Jeffrey and Art, that was great. As you are both aware, pre-acquisition cyber evaluation has evolved over the past few years. So to close our discussion, can you leave us with some final thoughts on key learnings regarding the state of cyber due diligence? Art, how about you take that?
It's our feeling, it's our opinion, it's our understanding, again, as the cyber landscape has changed, that all industries are potentially vulnerable to cyber threat actors. It doesn't matter whether you're a large Fortune 100 company, a mid-cap company, or a small company. We have found that across the spectrum, that corporations, if they operate a technology and information infrastructure, they are going to be a target for a cyber threat actor. In particular, we've noticed that middle market businesses, mom and pop, brick and mortar operations are typically at the most risk. And we've noticed that obviously because larger corporations probably are more resourced or well-funded, where mid-size and smaller operations don't have the infrastructure or the resources to build a cyber program. So we're in a position to help companies identify where the risk exists. We're in a position to assist the company in identifying what the potential costs of that risk is going to be to the company. And then ultimately, we help the companies make a better and more informed decision with regards to risk after acquisition. Jeff, we've worked together in the past. What would you say are the differentiators between the cyber and the IT work that we do with your team?
Art, I think it's the way we bring it to market. We bring it to market as a combined service. Other cyber firms would be confused by the deal cycle. They wouldn't understand necessarily what was going on. It'd be hard for them to engage effectively. I think what we're able to do is bring you in at the right time with the right information, with knowledge of the deal cycle, and what our clients' objectives are. Our cyber evaluations are unique because we understand the cyber landscape, we're deal cycle aware, we're transaction focused, and we can help our investors navigate a complex and challenging topic.
Well, thank you both for taking the time today. I encourage our listeners to visit the resource links in the description of this podcast to learn more about A&M's cyber due diligence capabilities.
For our listeners, for more information, visit our homepage at alvarezandmarsal.com and connect with us on LinkedIn at Alvarez and Marsal.